Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. Let's go. Last hour of the week. I think I overheard Marty saying it's the last day of summer. So let's go. Let's finish strong, as always. Start fast, finish strong. KDK Radio Midday, Ellis Cannon. And the whole week has been very brisk in conversation, and the Kavanaugh proceedings definitely ruled the day. That would have been the case if nothing happened today involving Kavanaugh. That's just the truth. The different angles and nuances, the points of view, polling that say that women oppose him by 20 points, 43 to 23, men supporting him by 4 points, 40 to 23. In terms of whether he should be confirmed, I should say. Women by double digits believe Ford's accusations, 35 to 21. Men by 9 percentage points believe the denials, 37 to 28. That's interesting for a couple of reasons. That feels a little bit like both women and men know about that. Women by double digits believe the accusations, 35 to 21. I mean, they've had limited exposure to him. They've had no exposure effectively to her. So how would you do that? Unless you say, because I know. Sounds very familiar. I'm telling you, if you're following this trend thing, why I didn't report, it's a hashtag on Twitter. It's one of those things that, like, every 3 minutes, if you go back, there's 80 new tweets. This has been, everybody's got a different explanation. Make of it what you want, I'm just telling you. And then when you see only 9% believe the denials of men, you know what also goes through your mind? Yeah, because I've been there too. That's how I read those numbers. And I find this to be a twist that I didn't necessarily expect. I thought we would talk all about that. Until, of course, I found not just the article saying the GOP's upset with Trump right now and he's upset with them, which I thought, again, could be something we'd talk a lot about. But then the tweet from the president and his comments to the minister of disinformation on Fox News last night. Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago, change the tone, quit listening to his advisors, either couldn't help himself or thought this was a smart play? I don't see it's a smart play. I think it's a dumb play. Shooting himself in the foot, playing into the narrative out there against him. An unforced error. He was generally getting it okay. We applauded him all through the week for that. So it's now entered into the public conversation, the public forum. Town square we have here, 12 to 3. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of people who support Trump, and they'll say everybody's out to get him. And points me to all these different things that he has been under attack and nothing has ever hit. Why even take the risk of having something becoming a factor, particularly when the polling shows that women don't have a whole lot to do for you right now? Why get back in? This was not about Trump to me. I said that all week. Why put yourself in that position where you all of a sudden... It opens all that up. I'm not talking about 12 different shows with 15 different analysts on each one telling me that. It doesn't make sense. But then again, maybe I'm thinking of it, as somebody once told me, too logically. Before I forget, you want to text KDK Radio right now, you're welcome to 866-391-1020, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Let's get out to the friendly confines of Las Vegas. Dan, the president was there last night, is that right?
Unfortunately, yes, he was.
And he was introduced, do I understand it, by Wayne Allen Root?
I really don't know who introduced them. I know I saw a little bit on the news. You know, it looked like maybe he had 2,000 people at the Las Vegas Convention Center, but, you know, what he says, you know, he's illegitimate, so I don't pay any attention to what he says. I try not to.
Right, I understand. Well, a guy told me yesterday, a couple days ago, local guy says, look, I don't need the color analysis. I just need the play-by-play headlines work. And because, you know, everybody could go crazy going through this every day. But, Dan, what's your take?
Well, let's take a deep breath for a second and do a little history lesson. You know, if you go back to Ronald Reagan's second term, he nominated for the Supreme Court Judge Ginsburg. Now, shortly after that nomination, before the hearings, NPR's reporter Nina Totenberg did a story on the judge and his use of marijuana in high school, in college, and in his law practice. Guess what Judge Ginsburg did?
What?
The very next day, he sent a letter to President Reagan and asked President Reagan to withdraw his nomination.
No, you say Ginsburg. Are you sure Ginsburg?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because I'm thinking...
And that's how we ended up with Anthony Kennedy, who was confirmed by a Democratic-led Judiciary Committee and a Democratic-led Senate. Now, let's jump up to George Bush and Clarence Thomas. When the Anita Hill allegations came out, the very next day, C. Boyden Gray, the White House lawyer, asked the FBI to vet those accusations. That investigation took 3 days.
Right.
3 days. And eventually Thomas was confirmed, and he's on the Supreme Court right now. So anyone that says the FBI should not get involved doesn't know their history.
They got involved with Anita Hill. I think that it's a discretionary item. I mean, they're within their discretion to say no, as long as the president doesn't say yes.
The only person that can request the FBI investigate is the president. The Senate can't do it.
No. I understand that. I was not clear. What I'm saying is I don't think that the Senate wants to slow this thing down. We heard Mitch McConnell say to a group today, we're going to plow right through. So it doesn't seem like it's a spirit over there to be able to slow things down because we're plowing things through. Forget about any delicacy associated with that.
Well, the Senate does not go on break until the holiday season. There is plenty of time to do this, hold the hearing, and take a vote.
All right, good stuff. I'm glad you waited as long as you did. Good call. We're going to jump out to the sheriff, Scott Stiller, and we come back. I may ask this very simple question. Does anybody else need a beer? I'm Ellis Cannon. Is there some way to make this like an 8-hour show? Where do I go? First of all, here's what I'm going to do. I want to get to Mike in Cannonsburg on Kavanaugh. I'm dead serious. Who needs a beer? Let me know, 866-391-1020. I don't care because of all of this crazy that's been this week. I don't care because it's the last day of summer. I don't care because it's a gorgeous Friday and she's coming in overnight and we're going to have a drop and tomorrow's only going to be 60. I don't care. I've already said if we're going to have a beer, we should have it at Miss Saundra's with her wheelchair crew. But venue aside, who needs a beer? And that was before I found these two stories that just popped up. Before, let's talk to Mike in Cannonsburg. Mike, you want to talk about Judge Kavanaugh?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go right ahead.
I kind of agree with everything that Anthony said, one of your previous callers, about
yep.
due process of law. And but there's a couple things that really strike me about all of this, about the refreshed recollections, and no criminal complaints and all this stuff and no charges and FBI's got to investigate and the obstruction and all the rest of it and the last minute game playing with the Democrat Party. It's ridiculous. It's hogwash. There is nothing stopping this woman from driving in, flying into Maryland, where that school is, and filing a local private criminal complaint with the district attorney's office, or getting the police to investigate, or walking into the office in Washington, D.C. and filing their own criminal complaint with the FBI and Justice Department.
Mike, I understand the argument, and we've talked about all these factors all week long. But you run perilously close. You run perilously close to doing what the president did, which is to define on your terms what you think should be done to provide validation of a claim.
That is not exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like it or not, there's processes in this country that we have to go through.
Oh no, that's
if
fair.
You want to get justice.
And as I said earlier, you don't just walk into federal court, Mike, on the day before trial and say, hey, let's go back. I understand all that. I've been through all of this, and you raise a good point. Don't get me wrong. But my big thing, and there's been several big things, including why the president would even do this. But it's you're telling a potential victim, or even in a broader way, you understand that. Let's forget about this woman. None of us know. Let's forget about her. Let's forget about Judge Kavanaugh. Let's forget about the ongoing controversy and everything that's happening. You can easily lift this tweet and either manipulate it or advance or advocate the following. You're telling me how I should act in order to validate something so that you are comfortable with my credibility. We're past all that. We really are. There's something that goes way, way beyond, you know, just this particular tweet at this particular moment. I find that to be, you know, I suspect, to be perfectly honest, as I did earlier, that when somebody says that's probably what he thinks about the women who have accused him over the years. GOP, Judiciary Committee, gives counteroffer to Ford testifying against Kavanaugh. Please call me on whether you need a beer, please. 866-391-1020. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are willing to meet some but not all the conditions. Okay, we know what she's accused. I'm reading this live. Republicans have offered Ford time to testify in front of the panel Wednesday. Professor will speak first. Kavanaugh will testify following Ford to be able to defend himself. Ford's lawyer said that they wanted her to go second. The Republicans will honor her request that Kavanaugh not be in the same room, which I didn't feel was an inappropriate request by her, if she feels that's part of the trauma. They have not announced if they'll honor her request to be interviewed by senators and not a special counsel. That's pushing it. They want to have a special counsel because they don't want to have a bunch of white men asking her a lot of questions. That's the bottom line. And second of all, she doesn't want to have a Sharpie in there who could rip her apart. That's just the short notes. Ford's office has not yet responded. Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, a D member of the committee, criticized a counteroffer to testify next week, said, I have a constitutional duty to advise and consent. That means asking questions of a nominee. I will not forfeit my ability to question Judge Kavanaugh or anyone else who comes before the committee with testimony. Oh, my God, I'm past 225. And then on and on that goes. So you'll be reading about that. I have another item that's popped up. Rod Rosenstein, according to the New York Times, wanted to tape meetings with the president in advance of 25th Amendment. Get me a beer now, Scott. All right, wait till you hear what I have here from a lot of media accounts involving Rod Rosenstein discussing wearing a wire to record conversations with the president. That's got a lot of people fired up. Oh, that'll be another thing. We started this week by saying, I need a Trumpcation. Well, that went away. Now we're in the beer phase. We're going to run both of those to the top of the hour, but right now let's get to RRD. Okay, Mia's with us here in the last hour Always fun to connect with Mia. She's got a busy job these days. So thank you, Mia, for jumping in. And make sure you say hello to Mia when you do call, 866-391-1020. I don't think I've given that number up much today, but boy, it has not gotten in the way of you calling. So I guess by this point in time, 866-391-1020 is either in your speed dial or just you've got it memorized. We've got a lot here to get through over the course of the next two segments, and then Mangino will be in. Join us for Resell It at Jurgles. This sounds really cool. On Saturday, September 29th from 10 till 3, it's an event where everybody goes green through reselling and repurposing items, flea market style. And you can also find incredible organic products. Sign up to sell your stuff or join us for a day of flea market fun with food, drinks, and music. And let's be honest. I mean, if you're into the flea market thing, like, you're deep in it. There's, like not a lot of people who do it casually. It's like a vocation. I noticed that. Bring your cash and feel good about buying items that could be reused. That's cool. Vendors and entrants are free. Details at kdkradio.com. Speaking of details, you should all also know this. You can have a booth at Resell It. Again, at Jurgles, Wexford, 929, September 29th. There's limited space available for vendors looking if you want to sell flea market, vintage, repurposed, organic, or eco-friendly items. So do that. Quick item here. We're talking about the president and my lament. And I have taken on this role, I guess, of sorts. You know, I haven't called the president any names. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm not doing anything of that sort. I'm challenging. I think that's appropriate in this seat or, frankly, the seat at the bar. And I think it's appropriate to listen in this seat or at the club or backyard. But there are things that it gets to the courts. You got to realize the hair goes up on my back. Not that I'm this super lawyer or anything of that sort. Don't practice. But it is in your DNA. And we've had that conversation and what I think the impact would be. Read the San Francisco Chronicle and their condemnation of Dianne Feinstein. Condemnation. You know, if you want to start pointing fingers, obviously she's going to, had a guy earlier say that she needs to be accountable. I said, you can't do that because you're predetermining that she was responsible for something that would lead to accountability. Challenged is definitely in the mix, although there have been explanations as to what she did and why she did it and so forth. We've offered theories. They've offered accounts. I'm just saying, San Francisco Chronicle just crushed her. And that's what I mean. The president didn't have to put this tweet out. It's a bad look for him all the way around. If you're sitting around and you're going, yeah, that's it, you're mixed up. Sorry, you're mixed up. That's not the standard. The standard of whether or not it was, quote, bad enough, which in and of itself is totally misplaced, if not thoroughly tone deaf, isn't exactly how you identify it to be. You should have called somebody immediately. I'm telling you, thousands of women are on Twitter right now on this very point, and they're all giving in a sentence or two why they didn't report. We've heard from women today on why they didn't report. And there's no need to step in it. There's no other way for me to say it. There's no reason to step in it. Let the San Francisco Chronicles, my God, of all papers, to come out and do the work for you. You got paid staff over there at Fox. They'll handle it for you. Let them carry the water. Play the game straight like you were playing it. He started leaking over the week. And I was like, yeah, but he's still doing okay. And then he did this. And now he shouldn't have done that. And did I hear Rose mention raccoons? We talked raccoons earlier, was it yesterday? Or 2 days ago? And I said something about raccoons, and, you know, why are they, you know, why we have so many rabid animals running around, pretty near running around unfettered all through the county. Pretty near. And they're all rabid, walking in circles or drooling, snots, you know, the whole deal. And I have this really nice friend, and she's in the back, and she said, Alice. I said, what? She said, I'm getting my cat vaccinated tomorrow. And I said, why? Something wrong? No, I heard what you said about vaccine about raccoons. I said, what about raccoons? Oh, I let my cat out, and I'm concerned. Is he doing anything stupid? No. But I'm still worried. Okay, good. Glad it helped you out. And then, wouldn't you know, an hour and a half later, Fetterman sends out this tweet about Scott Wagner, this InfoWars thing, making raccoons and immigrants to be the same type, and blah, 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 blah. It's amazing. So good. All right. Let's go out to Ed and Beaver. Ed, Ellis Cannon, Welcome to Ed. Ed, before I get to you, I got to ask you this. Is Beaver still dry?
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. You know, did you see the article in the Post-Gazette the other day that went through all the different... Oh, you ought to look at it. There's a lot of... Or you could tell us about it. There's a lot of restaurants that are highlighted down there, that are highlighted in the paper that, you know, it's very positive. Positive is what I'm trying to get at.
That's a sore subject for me.
Uh-oh.
You know, you could carry a bottle of whiskey in any restaurant in Beaver, drink the whole thing, and nobody's going to stop you.
But you can't get a beer.
But you can't buy one. And if you buy alcohol in Center Township, the bartenders take the ramp course, the ramp class, and they know when to shut you off. But in Beaver, there's nobody that's educated to shut you off. I don't understand how their head might be in dry.
Yeah.
Follow me?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is when I was back in the county, they were dry. Like, I couldn't go to Bill's Bar in Beaver. Is that still the
case?
Okay. Well, okay. You answer the question.
There are no liquor licenses. You cannot sell alcohol in Beaver. But you can drink all you want if you carry your own in.
All right. Hey, do you need a beer? But I'll get to your point. Do you feel, now that you went there, do you feel like drinking a beer right about now after this crazy week?
I always feel like drinking a beer.
Thanks, Ed. You've made my day. Now, what's your point on Kavanaugh?
All right. Well, we had a big debate at work today about this.
Sure, everybody
is. Let me ask you this. If he did what he's accused of when he was in high school, he had a fantastic life after that. Should that keep him off the Supreme Court?
That's a great question, and I can see why you guys would go round and round about it. And you're going to hate the answer? Not necessarily. What will keep him off the Supreme Court, because how many times I've talked about this, E.D., you know, we talk about how this process has changed from not just whether someone is qualified, but qualifying them in these hearings. We're now past all that. We don't do the right thing anymore. Now we have a show.
Yeah.
And so now it's a question of disqualifying. Where the disqualifying would come from is if it is somehow established and proven that he lied under oath. Then he'd be disqualified.
That would be fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But even if he did it, I'm not sure it should keep him off. And keep in mind, when the FBI vents you, I have a nephew who went through this a couple years ago. They go up and down your neighborhood and knock on every door.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Everybody what they know about you.
All right. I haven't met more people in my entire life than this week, radio and television, who've been vetted or know people that vet. As long as they're not vetting you while you're drinking whiskey and Beaver, Ed, is that okay?
That would be fine.
I like this guy. Matt, I'll get to you right when I come back. Ellis Cannon. One thing that we didn't pay a lot of attention to, we raised it at the outset of the show, if you're just joining us, Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday, is the president walking back his plan to declassify Russia probe documents. Remember earlier this week, he wanted that done, and there were a lot of people saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. Department of Justice, others say that's not a good thing to do. And I guess for now he's got a long tweet that has a lot of different things that are relatively irrelevant. But he's met with the DOJ and says, okay, we're going to hold off for now. Inspector General's doing. Speed is very important to me and everyone. And that certainly came into play relative to the tweet as it related and his take as it is been out there today on the alleged assault. And the woman who has made the accusation. But, yeah, all I'm saying is I've said to you before, if you find yourself getting a fever or frothing at the mouth as a supporter of him on just about anything, you better check yourself, because how frequently a few days later does it seem to change? Policy on economics, we have a lot. If you find yourself frothing at the mouth, have a fever, screaming and yelling, can't deal with it anymore, that this is happening, and that you just are filled with contempt, you guys are doing this all at your own peril, at your own risk. I pick and choose. I try to keep it balanced. But reality is, if you're going to go off either way every time, you're going to go crazy because so much stuff changes. Let's go out to Matt in the Hill. Matt, always a pleasure. How are you?
Not bad. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing really well. I appreciate you asking, man. I appreciate you holding on, too, because you always bring something interesting.
Yes. I'd like to know, what could this woman's motive be in choosing this man after all these years? I mean, it has to be a strong motive. Secondly, I would compel him to, if I was senator and congressman, to take a lie detector test. She took one. She passed it. So I'd like to see if he'll pass one, you know, that he's going to be dealing with a lot of issues in the Supreme Court, serving as a Supreme Court justice. And you have to be above reproach. And if he would lie about something that simple, you know, I just don't think that he would be qualified for that position. And we had went back after priests that Leslie had raped people so many years ago. And so we have to, and it should be the congressmen and senators, they should want to know that they're putting a person in office with the highest credibility, with the highest integrity, and irrespective of what party you belong to. That's what has happened to this country. We put party over doing the right thing, and right is right and wrong is wrong. My mother and my parents always told me, and even if my brother or some family member of mine is doing wrong, I'm not going to sit there and uphold them. I'll tell them they're doing wrong. And this is what's wrong with us in this country. You know, Ellis, that if you can look at some of the things that are happening in this country, you have the biggest tax cut given, and the Republican Party has traditionally been fiscal conservatives. Well, we have ran this budget up to so much deficit, and we're in trouble in the first place. Then we gave this a major tax cut. And who do you think that these tariffs that the president is imposing on China, who's it going to come back and bite in the behind? The average working person, because they're going to raise. I mean, so these are some of the things that is disturbing to me. And
I understand.
So,
I understand. And you bring them whenever you'd like. You said lied. I wrote down the word lied. If he lied, the game changes. The game changes. We'll find out. I guess. But, you know, how are we really going to be satisfied and I don't say satisfied like happy, but believe that something has in fact been established like that in at least the way this looks like it's going to be set up? Yeah, so very quickly, in the days after Comey's firing, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein discussed wearing a wire to record conversations with Donald Trump and recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th to remove him. The New York Times reported this on Friday. Obviously extraordinary. Number two official in the White House and in the Justice Department. Apparently these are outlined in memos authored by Andy McCabe. Remember him, the former FBI deputy director, according to the Times. Rosenstein says the story is inaccurate, factually inaccurate. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources, oh boy, here we go again, who are obviously biased against the department and are advancing their own personal agenda. I've heard this before. But let me be clear. Based on my personal dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment. Oh my gosh. Time says, sticking with what they got. Let's take a break. Get over to Scott, the sheriff. Mangino's here.
Yes. When's it okay to re-gift? I'm just asking for a friend.
Oh, you're bringing inside stuff in. That's great.
Let me ask you this. Does anybody shoot themselves in the foot like the president?
He can't get out of his own way so frequently that it's a legitimate question. We've just talked about it, and it didn't have to happen.
This tweet that he put out, if he would have gone with a shh instead of a whoa, it would be okay. Because she should have. Okay. Yes, because everybody can say somebody should have, but would have. And then this idea that apparently he just doesn't understand what women go through when they go through these experiences and everything that churns through their heads about how to deal with this. We're going to talk about this a lot this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.